Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, October 12th, 2018. On this day in 1847, German inventor and industrialist Werner von Siemens founded Siemens & Halske, which later became Siemens AG. What sounds like a dark practice from the 1980s seems to be the rule today, as Berlin police still register people infected with HIV in their databases. Supposedly, Berlin wanted to put an end to this, which was decided upon in the agreement between the Red-Red-Green Coalition, but an inquiry of Green politician Sebastian Walter showed that nothing has changed. Berlin police have currently 665 people on record who are at risk of infecting others with HIV, hepatitis B, or hepatitis C. In the police data records, these persons are marked with ANST, short for contagious. This year alone, 88 people have already been registered with ANST, compared with 125 in 2017. This, quote, personal reference, as it is called in police jargon, is only added when a person has a pre-existing police record. The regulation was introduced nationwide by the Conference of the Interior Ministers in 2013. According to Süddeutsche Zeitung, the federal states have very different practices. In 2016, 14,000 people infected with HIV were known to the police from Bavaria alone, whereas only 800 from North Rhine-Westphalia. The Berlin police and the internal administration justify this procedure with the self-protection of the police officers. When the information is available, the use of physical violence, quote, should be avoided as far as possible. However, the answer also states that an evaluation of the practice is not known, nor is there a case of HIV infection as a result of a police operation. For the Green Member of Parliament, Walter, the ANST registry creates a sense of false security, which does not exist in reality. Police prevention measures against health risks should always be followed and, quote, not only as a result of a record. Per Mr. Walter, the police practice would, quote, fuel discrimination and stigmatization of people, and he therefore considers registration to be unacceptable. A moratorium on registration has been expected since Red Red Green took office, but it has not happened yet. AIDS support organizations have also protested against the practice of the federal states on several occasions. It is said that everyone can understand the concern of police officers that they might become infected during a mission. The actual risk of transmitting HIV and hepatitis within the framework of police activities, however, is very low. If a possible risk actually arises during an operation, for example, if blood would get into an open wound, police officers would have to take medical precautions anyway, regardless of whether entries in the police database were available or not. Today, there are drugs that prevent HIV infection if taken immediately. In addition, 80% of those infected with HIV are treated with medication and are therefore not contagious. For Holger Vicht of the Germans AIDS Relief, the warning he believes is counterproductive and violates personal rights. He added that there is no reasonable reason for the police to store records of those with infectious diseases. The entry in the police computer says nothing about whether a transmission possibility exists in the concrete case. According to Vicht, a well-founded clarification of the officials would really help. The number of registered crimes committed by right-wing and left-wing extremists in Berlin fell in the first half of 2018. This applies both to acts of violence such as attacks on people and to damage to property and propaganda offenses. This was announced by the Senate administration with reference to current police statistics on Thursday. There were slightly more criminal offenses in connection with conflicts abroad, especially because of the war in Syria and the political conflicts in Turkey. The total number of recorded acts of violence fell from 302 in the first half of 2017 to 204 now. 94 of these were committed by left-wing extremists, and 40, according to the police, were on the accounts of the right. The total number of politically motivated crimes decreased from 2,501 to 1,646. Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD stressed that the current figures clearly show that the political rumors on everything getting worse and worse are not true. He added that a general threat does not exist, and one must not make the mistake of persuading them to do so. Geisel added that this only plays into the hands of those who question our liberal society. At the same time, Geisel assured that he does not want to gloss over things and wants to take people who feel insecure seriously, adding, "I also know that every case is one too many and represents an extremely high burden for those individually affected." For the first time in several years, the BVALGI wants to buy double-decker buses. A total of 200 new vehicles are to be ordered, and the first 70 will be subject to a decision by the supervisory board on Thursday. The buses have Euro 6 diesel engines, a standard that is initially not affected by the driving bans imposed by the Administrative Court of Berlin on Tuesday for some road sections. The Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or BVALG, declared that they might order fewer diesel double-deckers in the following phases if there are alternatives with electric propulsion. A total of up to 220 million euros will be invested. BVALG purchased its 416 double-deckers from MAN between 2005 and 2010. In April, the supervisory board approved the framework agreements for 600 new articulated buses and 350 single-story city buses. In addition, 60 electric buses are to be procured. Tens of thousands of people will demonstrate on Saturday in the middle of Berlin against racism and for a diverse Germany. After large meetings in Hamburg and Munich, a very broad alliance from federations, initiatives, and associations are planning a large demonstration now under the hashtag Unteilbar on Saturday. From 1 p.m., the demonstration will move from Alexanderplatz via Leipziger Straße and Brandenburger Tor to the Siegessäule, where from 4 p.m., there will be a final rally lasting into the evening. For more information about the demonstration, please follow the link in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.